It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard here first, breaking news, Kevin Krause, the sheriff. I've known more than 20 years, so I have a personal bias. That being said, he filed a lawsuit about, what would you say, Patrick, about an hour ago, right?
Yes, sir.
And he's suing the county and Sarah Namorado, right?
Correct.
Excuse me. Saying that term limits, in essence, are illegal involving him. Attorney Tom King, one of the best in the country. Tom, you have worked on this with the PA Sheriff's Association, and you've worked with Kevin and Jack Goodrich, his attorney. What does this mean, sir?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Marty. And secondly, listen, Sheriff Krause is 100% right here. He's got one of the best lawyers he could ever have, a terrific lawyer, Jack Goodrich, who has thoroughly researched this. And I've been pleased to take a look at their work, and they're 100% correct. There is no way that the Allegheny County Council has the authority to term limit the sheriff of Allegheny County. And we're concerned, of course, that someone else would pick up on this and have the same attempt in another county in Pennsylvania. I'm the general counsel for the Pennsylvania Sheriff's Association, representing all the sheriffs. So we're 100% behind Sheriff Krause. He's 100% right, and he's got a great legal team, and Jack Goodrich is going to do a fabulous job on this, and we expect to participate in some way as the sheriff wants us to. So,
Tom King, Tom, from Bethany Hallam County Council. He needs an injury first. It will get tossed. He has to wait for voters to vote. Then he can sue. Is that accurate, sir?
Not in my opinion. There are lots of... I just argued one of these cases in the Commonwealth Court. There are lots of cases. You don't have to wait until something happens when there's a constitutional violation. The threat of that happening is shown, for example, in the gun cases. The gun owners took a case to the Supreme Court, and no one had been arrested. Nothing had happened just yet. And the court came out and said, listen, they don't have to wait until something happens. There's an injury because there's a violation to the Constitution. So that in and of itself is a violation and is justiciable at that point. So I think the sheriff's 100% right, and so is his legal team.
You said something.
I didn't know Bethany had a law degree, but I guess maybe
she graduated. Maybe by the way, yeah? To your point, he's actually right. She graduated, but has not been given, the tests you have to take, the physical test. And the mental, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right. She has not been approved yet.
I don't know. Maybe she has, but
she has not.
I'm not sure what her legal experience is, but mine is that's not correct.
All right. So you said something profound. There's concern that this could become a test case. If he loses, every sheriff loses, right?
Sure. His test is Allegheny County has this charter that was narrowly approved years ago by the voters, and they got rid of the three commissioner system, and they came up with a county executive. And these county charters are sneaky. They have a lot of stuff. They give them the ability to do stuff. Like recently, I think I was talking. I don't know if I was talking to you, Marty, but somebody about the sick leave policies and parental leave and those things come about in Allegheny County. Because they got the authority to do this kind of stuff under this county charter. So most of the counties around Pittsburgh do not have county charters, and they're limited as to what they can do because they have to operate under the law as the legislature sets it. This is a case where we have this county charter, but this is something that affects every sheriff's office across Pennsylvania. And for that reason, Allegheny County Council does not have the unique authority to fool around with this. They can't do something in Allegheny County that's different than is applicable in the other counties in Pennsylvania. I will say there is one other county where there is a term limit in place in Delaware County, but no one ever challenged it down there. So the Delaware County term limit provision, and they have a charter too, will certainly be affected by the outcome of this case as well. So it'll have statewide implications. And again, the sheriff's 100% right on this. He's a great guy and he's a good sheriff. So,
Krause says this is about him. Limiting him to three terms is illegal. It exceeds the authority. Could this be used as a test case for other elected officials, putting term limits on all of them, sir? Could it?
Yes. Well, it's a little different. The part about the sheriff is completely different because there was a constitutional provision at one time that term limited sheriffs, and the voters in Pennsylvania amended the Constitution and got rid of that. And so sheriffs are different. There are some there are some counties that have term limits on other officers. And those would be fights that they'd have to take up on other grounds. But this one is unique to sheriffs, Marty.
Kevin Krause standing his ground. Tom King, the best there is in America, always in the middle of something important. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you very much, Marty.
Again, full disclosure, I am biased. I have known Krause more than 30 years. I know his work ethic. I know his performance. I know the respect and admiration he gains. He is not. I asked for comment because I have known him that long. And he said he is not commenting at this time. Tom King has worked on this case with the Sheriff's Association as well as Jack Goodrich. Goodrich is someone I also know. Fantastic lawyer. Fantastic. Very aggressive, very assertive, very well known in this town. I asked him for comment. He has not responded yet. He's probably in the middle of something, but as soon as we learn. Mike Manko, the press person for the sheriff, just sent out the filing. As you know, folks, we broke the story about an hour ago. All right? All right.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Never a dull moment. Why would there be? We'll see what happens. I, again, very biased. I've known Krause for more than 20 years. He has insane admiration and respect within his department. He has probably the best. Tom King, one of the best lawyers in America. Jack Goodrich, one of the best lawyers in this state. The initial response, the only response I got was from Bethany Hallam, who says it's illogical, you'll be tossed, and laughed about it. I'm just telling you the truth. I call them as they come in. We'll stay on top of it. Meantime, something that jumped out at me from the conversation we had with Anthony, who I've known just as long, who is family to me, quite frankly, who lives and works out in the Highland Park, East Liberty area, and is insanely affected by the violence he sees. You heard him talking about teenagers committing crimes in the Whole Foods right in front of him. And we're pulling a clip that he just gave us that is unsettling and disturbing. And you heard the same thing from JK, Jim Killingensmith. And I heard the same thing from Max, quite frankly. Those are three men that are highly trained concealed carry guys.
You know, they do the same thing. They were doing it with the cars the last couple of nuts in the middle. But they're being called, they're being influenced.
Is that the clip, sir? Play it, please, brother. Thanks.
They're being influenced by what they get on their phones. You have influencers who are telling them to do it. That's where the term teen takeover came from. You know, they do the same thing. They were doing it with the cars the last couple years.
Yeah.
Where in the middle of the night, they're making donuts in the middle, but they're being called to arms.
Mm.
And you need to go after those folks, too. Who are pushing these children. But the parents play their larger part. How come you don't know where your 15-year-old is at 2 o'clock in the morning when they're being stabbed in Market Square?
And before I lose you, because you have so much wisdom on this, Krause is suing on Amarado in the county, saying that these term limits are illegal for him, saying it was put in place prior to his election, and the term limit was not contemplated by the candidate or the voters themselves. What say you, sir?
And he may have an uphill battle because that's how we got the change in county government through referendum anyway. They went from the three county commissioners to the executive. They had the authority to do it through the Home Rule Charter. So of course they want to oust him. They want to oust everybody. You know, he's not a progressive and nobody will agree with.
The ordinance limits the sheriff of Allegheny County to no more than three terms. The ordinance is void and unenforceable as a matter of law because it violates limitations placed upon the row office of the sheriff of Allegheny County by the Pennsylvania Constitution. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. We'll see. I wish him luck. I want to, you know, honestly, I am for term limits, but I don't like the way they're doing this.
All right. Before you go, round me out. If these teens come at you, sir,
here we
in
go.
That same story,
here we
what
go.
Do you do?
Well, I'm licensed to carry, and I've been licensed to carry for close to 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to allow you to harm me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to allow, if I'm in the vicinity, I'm not going to allow you to harm someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not going to. My conscience would not allow me to. Mm-hmm. And, Marty, they come in waves at you.
Yeah.
It's not one-on-one. It's five or six. So I have money for an attorney if I have to, but I'm not going to allow you to beat me to death.
Mm.
It's not going to happen.
My brother.
This is where we're at.
Max, who's one of my close friends, sent me a text last night because he works downtown and he was confronted by a group. And, he sent me a text last night that I wanted to read. He said, and it's very unsettling. I called 911 twice in the last 15 minutes. I was accosted by addicts. He said, it's the closest I've come. I probably came the closest I've ever thought I would of having to shoot somebody today. Jim Klingensmith, same thing. Trained lawman. It's dangerous as hell. Go ahead, Patricia. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah, patience is the word. Anyway, war in Iraq, we have a war in our streets. I was going to call you first before about the education thing, but I'm going to talk about this craziness with these teenagers. I'm an air force. I ride the bus. Everywhere I go, there's four shopping areas in East Liberty that I go to with a shopping cart like all the other ways to get on the bus.
Mm.
Four different areas that I could have been at when these idiots harm people. Now, what am I supposed to do as a tax-paying, law-abiding citizen when I go out that door to do my grocery shopping? I'm very, very, very upset. What am I supposed to do?
I would be, too. I'd be scared if you were my mom or my wife or my sister.
And I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I'm so doggone mad. I can't even think straight. I have to be worried about going out the door from these jackass kids. You know what? Excuse my language.
You deserve to be human. You deserve to be mad, sweetheart.
I'm human. So anyway, I'm done with that. I'm back to the school kids. Okay, when I was a kid, we were poor. We lived in the first housing project, Ambridge, John F. Kennedy Apartments. We didn't have a phone. We didn't get Christmas gifts. We didn't go on vacations. But the one thing we did was we ate well because my father had a garden. Now, how in the world did he spend $1 million on a kid? It's not going to help. If you can't sit there at school in the morning and have nutrients in your body to think and act, how are you going to doggone learn?
They say this is what you're saying is relevant as hell. Yeah.
And it's and the parents, too. These parents are out all night. Who knows what they're doing? We are in a terrible situation with these kids. I say lock them up somewhere and throw away the key. But, oh, my God, we don't have a place to lock them up in. I'm so mad. I'm fuming.
Amazing. And I agree with everything she said. We do not have a place to lock them up. We have 11 beds in Schumann. They're supposed to have 70 to 100. The contractor quit. Sara Namorado wanted skylights and soft colors. She wanted the kids to have access to the control area with the guards. And here we sit. And they're $25 to $30 million in, and they have a place with 11 beds, sometimes 12. But that's just part of the problem. And I don't know what to tell her about. What does she do when she goes out shopping? I just don't. If they nearly beat a man to death yesterday, which they did, he stopped breathing. In the middle of the street, in East Liberty, in front of the Whole Foods. And I don't know what to tell her. I can't tell you what I would do. I just can't.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. Busy day. All right. So we broke a story yesterday involving a bus accident. It was actually kind of a bad one. I'm told that the driver was hospitalized. I'm told that all the kids were examined and that no one was seriously hurt, which is a blessing. Rather dramatic crash. The video is compelling and kind of scary, into a tree in Highland Park. Raising many concerns on our social media about bus drivers and bus safety and kids and background checks and training and all sorts of things. But let me make sure I tell you this. In no way, shape, or form am I suggesting, inferring, or implying this driver did anything wrong. In fact, to the contrary, I was told he had a medical issue. I was told related to diabetes, and I hope the hell he's okay. It's a very difficult job, and there's a dearth of them for various reasons. Folks don't want to drive the bus. They can't pass the background. They don't get the training. Many, many districts are hurting in terms of bus drivers. My brother Bob has significant a background in this area regarding training, testing of drivers. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Morning, Martin, and to all your listeners.
Should folks be concerned by what you found and what you've learned over the years about bus drivers and what you know, sir?
Well, absolutely. It's becoming more of a problem. Just some real quick stats. There are 43,000 CDL school bus drivers positions in Pennsylvania.
Whoa.
There's last year, 4,000 of them. 4,000 were remained open. They couldn't fill them. So there's a great shortage of school bus drivers.
Whoa.
On top of that, when you start looking at that dynamic of school bus drivers, a lot of them are retired folks.
Yep.
And a matter of fact, that comes out to a figure somewhere around, I believe it's 37%, looking back at our statistics, that are over the age of 65 driving the school buses. Of those 37, you understand, people have to get a CDL, and they have to have a two-year medical, every 2 years you have to get a medical examination. For drivers that have medical issues, whether it be diabetes, heart condition, hearing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they must get a waiver on top of that. So they can't get the card right away. They have to get extra sleep apnea, whatever, to get tested, and then they get their waivers. Shockingly, 26% of all the bus drivers have a need for those waivers.
Well, hold on. Let me stop you. Which kind of underlines my point that this guy yesterday had a medical issue related to diabetes, underlying what you're saying, sir.
And that's not his fault, nor is it, but it's just a fact. That's one of the things that's a real problem. And there's been quite a few school bus accidents in this last year. They're being pushed harder to drive. It's the worst job in the world. I quit working for the bus company and went back to fighting drunks and crazy people in hospital rather than deal with school buses anymore.
Wow.
But it's a
horrible job. Hold on. Tell me why, brother. Tell me why.
You have the kids. Yeah. You have the school district, you got the parents, the drivers, and you got the crazy people driving around them and everything else. It's, God bless them. That is the toughest job, if not, it's not the toughest job, it's top two.
With 4,000 openings, they're kind of bending and stretching the rules with some of these drivers, are they not, sir?
And that's the really scary part, because as you saw, we got information, again, from our granny cams going into these nursing homes, where an employee came forth and said that their drivers, they had five drivers who driving the old people to their nice, outings and things like that, that all had waivers.
Wow.
And he found out three of them failed by their regular, like Concentra, nationwide company that does CDLs, 43,000 people, in Pennsylvania. They fail them, and they were found out that they needed these waivers, which can take up to a month to get, sleep apnea study, whatever. What he found out, and he reported, and this is about 6 months ago, we're still investigating. Mm. They are. We're not. We report.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, there's a, they were going to a, outside of, these all took place in Allegheny County, and they're going to a doctor in Beaver County who's a chiropractor who advertises one-day CDL.
Oh, no.
I don't know how he could do that.
Oh, no.
And I actually drove by the place. It looks like the Clampett's old house in Tennessee.
Oh, no.
But he's issuing two-year cards to these people without waivers, and they're driving school buses.
Wow.
They're not only driving school buses, they're driving hazmat trucks.
Wow.
They're driving every kind of big vehicle on the road you can imagine. And people don't notice, the school bus behind you, that weighs 40,000 pounds. That's seven cars stopping behind you.
Wow.
And like I said, the investigations, like everything, we turned it over to the information we had, you know, because, again, we don't know. We suspect it, but they have to investigate it. But this investigation is into 6 months.
And my man,
one provider.
Let's be blunt. The consumer, whether it's the parent, the kid, the senior, we don't know, squat when we get on that bus. We assume or presume everything's okay. Yes? Of course.
Just exactly like we had in the nursing homes with the Megan's Law. How would you know? Nobody tells anybody.
That's true. This can't be fixed, can it?
It's monumental.
And
the resources, there is one state trooper per county that investigates these issues with school bus drivers.
Wow.
One per county.
And there are 4,000 job openings.
4,000 job openings, correct. And like I said, 26% of people need waivers to do that job.
Wow. Bob Garver, my brother, thanks, my man.
Take care, Marty, and thank you to your listeners.
Love my man. He's amazing. But that's daunting. That's just scary stuff. Wow. Man. Bum, but the bum, 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 bum. I've seen this in professions all over the country. When you have a dearth of a certain person, nursing, teaching, police work, truck drivers, when you have tens of thousands of openings, school bus drivers, what happens is you get desperate. And sometimes when you get desperate, this is the case with school bus drivers, there's more than 4,000 openings just in Pennsylvania. You hire folks that are kind of sketch. And when you hire folks that are kind of sketch, they make mistakes. And that concerns me. Vincent.
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, Marty, listen, on that guy was talking about the bus drivers
yeah.
and CDL. I think he missed one important point on it.
Yeah.
Every CDL driver, from bus drivers all the way up to the big tankers, whatever, has to pass a CDL physical every 2 years, mandatory. All right? And if you have a problem, and I was one with a problem, high blood pressure, it was controlled, I had to get tested every year.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now, my first cousin worked for this big bus company. Don't want to mention no names.
That's all right. That's all right.
Okay. And he even said, it's a tough job. You can't make a living of it. He said, you need somebody to work a couple hours in the morning, a couple hours in the afternoon. Job fit him perfect because what he did on the side. He said, that they had quite a few numbers of people that every 3 months the doctor came to the bus garage to recertify them. They could not get a one-year certification. They were getting it every 3 months.
Well, hold on. So they're so worried about their health.
No, that's the law. They could certify them for 3 months at a clip.
Wow.
And that's what they were doing. So, anyway, I'm not putting anybody down. But
No.
You know, if you got to get certified every 3 months, you're a time bomb. It's just, you know,
That's a wonderful point, man. Come on, man. Come on, bro.
That driver was like, you don't understand the pressure on those drivers on those buses.
Oh, it's a horrible job. Horrible.
The kids, the traffic they got to contend with. And I got a couple other things to talk to you about, Marty, but another day, okay?
Wow. That's an amazing phone call.
The human center is the one big one.
My man, you saying that, though, underlines the problem. If they got to check you out every 3 months, I'm worried about you driving that vehicle.
Oh, I am too, Marty.
Right?
Hey, that's like the contractor bid, you know, his bus services for that district.
Right.
He has to supply people. Like I said, you can't make a living off of that job.
No way.
4 to 5 hours
no
a day.
No way.
Can't happen. They cannot afford to pay you that because the school districts won't pay them to pay those guys. You know, so, I mean, it's a catch-22. There's nothing you can do about it.
And my man, with 4,000 openings, they're desperate. Desperate.
Oh.
Damn. Thanks, brother.
It's bad. And then, anyway, they're not telling you about these small minivans that run around with less than 9 kids in them that do not require a CDL license to take these kids to, you know, the special education places and stuff like that. This is just somebody that's got a PA license that can pass a drug test and a background check. That's it. They're gone. They put them behind the wheel, you know, and they're running kids up and down the road all the time. Hey, buddy, have a good day. Like I said, I'll call you back soon in 1 day. I get some time.
Thanks, brother. Wow. I love that man. I love folks that bring the truth and bring a background and a history with it. And Vincent, I got to grab Dan. Dan has been on hold since Christmas, and I owe him. Dan?
Hey, Marty, how you doing?
Thanks
for
your patience.
Today.
Thanks for your patience. Go, brother.
You're welcome.
Go.
Yeah, I was listening about all these teenager problems, you know, raising hell and that.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever happened to parental responsibility? I've been out of school probably as long as you, 50 years, maybe longer.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't have others back then. Then, you know, that seemed to be involved, kids raising kids. Now you got another generation of it. Now we're paying the, you know, the chickens have come home to roost with that problem.
Yeah. No, it's horrible.
You know, it's sad.
No, it's sad.
It's not a political problem, but it's something that, you know, parents have to step up.
Yeah, but not to be a jerk, but what if there isn't a parent to step up? And that's a major issue, sir.
That's the problem. We've had too many kids with no parents.
I know, but I don't know what to do with that ticking bomb in our hands.
Well, I don't have the answer to
that.
Either. You know,
no one does. And I love you, and I love what you're saying, and yeah. But no one knows. No one. These are millions of kids. This isn't a couple thousand, millions, thousands and thousands right here. I mean, the number is 75 to 80% of the kids in PPS, Pittsburgh Public School, come from single parent households. It's just, and those moms, man, they're tough, but they're on their own a lot, man. And that's rough. That's some heavy lifting. And most of them are magnificent women with 1,900 jobs. But none of it's easy. I don't have a solution, and no one does. Obviously, it's dramatically bad.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.